part two. Actually, yeah. Part four. I mean, we've done four episodes in a span of a few days here. Yeah. And Alex, thanks. Thanks for making yourself available. It is episode number four. You're saying what? Four. What's up?
Eh, ito, yung magandang message mo kay Chopper nung birthday niya, di kinumpira sa akin ng wife ko. Minsan kasi may pa ganyan-ganyan ka pa, hindi ka na lang tumahimik, mag, ano eh, mag, pwede mo namang sabihin na lang personal eh. So, panay pa rin nagtuloy sa akin. Nung...
Oh, you're talking about my Instagram post?
Yeah, oo. Oh. Kung naman kasi minsan, pag tinamaan ka ng pagkasweet, dadamay ka pa.
Can I say
malamang
something?
Marami na apekto nun, tamo si Mo, ganun-ganun lang yan, tamo naman nag-message, heartfelt. Pwede ngayon, na-pressure tuloy ako ng magandang-ganyan.
You know, I and this is gonna sound like I'm promoting myself, so I apologize, but usually when I'm trying to think of something nice to say, I will think about it the whole day. I would say, and I'll post something in the evening, as early as like 10 a.m., I'm like, okay, what am I gonna say tonight? And as I go through my day, I shot that video fully knowing that in... you know, 15 days, I'm going to use it for this moment. Like all of that stuff, I've kind of marinated in my head. But the actual message, that I when I finally got to it, I was like, okay, what am I going to say? Usually I have thought it out already. And now maybe that message is, I guess it's better if it's in the moment and you don't think about it too much. If you kind of go back to the joke way stuff, maybe if you're so scripted, it actually hurts your cause. Mm-hmm. And if you just let it flow naturally and, as we say, organically, it has a better effect. Because I always post something, like, every year. And then I sit there and I wanted to make it nice. And I love when people say, "Ang sweet naman." It always kind of feels good that you put work into it and people appreciate. That was the one where, like, shit, I'm supposed to be good. It's a big one. It's 40. And then I typed it all up in 5 minutes. And the feedback has been amazing. So thank you, guys. I mean... I hate to take the attention away from Chopper because it was her birthday and all of that, but a lot of nice reviews.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you. And it hurt Alex, my friend. Sorry.
Yeah. Now you got to step it up for Dana's birthday. Yeah. You got to have like a.
You can have me write it, and then she's gonna be like, "This is bullshit. You didn't write this."
Oh, we're going to Singapore. That's back to back. L.A., New York. Singapore, that's the lifestyle of, like, you know.
What?
The lifestyle of Mo.
I'm looking at the Zoom before we take this next call, and they want to ask, why did you ask about the person's height in the last episode?
Sinabot ko, diba? May ano kasi, may height kasi na binabagayan. Hindi ko may imagine si Chopper na shorter.
Okay.
Magbabago yung tsura niya. Yung girl kasi na pinakita ni Mo, yung may problema dun sa nabuntis ng puwu. I think, ano, kaya ako siya tatanong, kasi yung itsura niya, mas bagay sa small.
Yeah, that's right. That's what you were saying. That's right. I remember that.
Pag
yeah.
May mga 5'11", may bagay na itsura sa 5'11", may bagay
okay,
na
okay,
itsura.
Okay, can I say this? Pia Wurtz back. 5'3", pangit.
No, man. Bangit. Wala na, man. Kahit malaki pa yung boobs niya.
That's true.
Wala na.
We need to... Okay, hold on. Let's name celebrities if they were taller, not as attractive, and if they were shorter, not as attractive.
Yeah, like, Colin Garcia.
Stunners.
Exacto yung height ni Colin Garcia for her look.
Okay, so what you're
saying, imagine
kung tatangkad siya,
six footer, no. She's gonna be like, no, nawawala. Ano yung mawawala?
Okay.
Like, okay, see, hard
no, but I'm okay with Colleen being short. Like,
yeah,
I'm okay with her being short.
Hindi siya pwede tumangkad. Okay. Hindi siya pwedeng tumangkad.
Si Hart pag tumangkad, maganda pa rin or hindi?
I think she's the same because she's kind of long. You know, I mean, she's short, but she's long. So I think she'll be okay. Wurtz back though, man. Imagine 5 foot Wurtz back. Like,
no, that's not working.
Well, mapapagalitan siya pa nag-post siya ng mga Dubai-Dubai niya na.
Na ganun, oo nga.
She's just kind of an awkward look to her if she were
diba?
That
diba?
Short.
May bagay talaga ang height eh.
Yeah.
Like, imagine Ding Dong Dantes 5'4".
LeBron James, same height with Kevin Hart.
Oh my gosh.
Kevin Hart is just the exact
size.
He's
the perfect height.
You can't, like, if Kevin Hart was taller, like, hindi, no?
No, it's not funny. It's not funny, man. It's not funny.
Oh, man. Who else locally? Give me local, another local one. God, who would be like Catriona? Because if we were staying with the beauty, Catriona could be okay 5'2". She could just be just as beautiful.
Yeah, she has
okay.
to keep the
cute face. Yeah. I can imagine. Yeah.
Totally Catriona, acceptable. Yeah. So in fact, not even a downgrade whatsoever. I mean, I want to say not a downgrade. I'm sure there's a little bit of a downgrade, but it's not considerable.
Yolo,
5'5".
Okay then ako. Keep Yolo to 5'5". I think his face is just, it's perfect. With Ding Dong Kasi, there's a lot of hunkiness involved there. Piolo is not hunky.
He's pretty boy.
He's just Ding Dong super naging good looking.
Ilan, ano height?
5'4", 5'4".
Mapatuwa ko siya. Mapapatuwa ko na siya ngayon. Tignan mo ako.
Marianne could be tall and she'll be
she can
fine.
Go either way. She can go tall.
Just not one on 6, but if she did a 5'8", that's completely
okay fine. Okay pa siya.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, fuck it. Let's go to our next call.
Yeah, because of the 5'8 question. Ano height question?
Hey, nako, Lee.
We've judged people again.
Lee, you're 29, San Francisco. Welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
I got the dangerous low voice, Lee. always danger there. What's going on? You know, I have no idea what you're going to talk about. You just sent me a message. Almost sounded like it was an emergency, but... What's going on? Alex and Chopper are here. Tell us a little bit about your life. What's up?
We just got married last year, August. But before kami ikasal, parang there's history ng cheating and then physical abuse. And then parang napapaisip ako now if I did the right thing na i-push yung wedding. Kasi parang lately, masyado ako naapektuhan nung nangyari sa amin from the past.
Is there still physical abuse or was that like a one-time thing? Or
it happened tatlong beses siya nangyari.
How
actually,
bad?
It was actually bad because I had an injury in my shoulder that I had to... dapat nga magsa-surgery ako, but I didn't.
The injury was a result of the physical abuse?
Yeah.
Jeez. Okay.
Happened before actually our wedding.
Oh, okay. All right.
And
the cheating, how bad is the cheating? I mean, it's always bad, right? But how bad?
Ano ba? Actually, nalaman ko siya, like, 2 years ago lang ata.
Married na kayo?
Hindi pa. Ano siya? Engaged na kami that time nung nalaman ko. Parang it happened nung first or second year namin.
You said something and I may have missed it. Sorry, I have a bit of a cough, so I've been coughing a lot. Did you say something? I thought you're not married. Your question was, did I do the right thing and... delay the wedding? Was that what you said, or did I hear that?
Kasal na ako. Kakakasal namin last year.
So what would you say when you said, did I do the right thing by...
Pushing the wedding. Pushing the wedding, meaning to push forward with a wedding.
Oh, okay. So. All right. Well, hold on. Is that your question tonight?
Oo, parang ganun.
But kasi it's already done. Shouldn't the question be, should I divorce my husband? Not, did I do the right thing by marrying him? I mean, it's already there.
Parang kasing ang nasa isip ko ngayon, nag-away kasi kami last Saturday lang din.
Mm-hmm.
Parang binabalik nga, hindi naman sa binabalik, pero parang ganun, bumabalik kami kasi parang wala daw siyang karapatan to get hurt or parang may maramdaman din kasi mas nasaktan daw ako.
Somebody translate that to me.
Yeah. I know, I don't understand. So, nag-away kayo last Saturday, but he's saying wala siyang karapatan to get hurt. Why?
Kasi parang they were supposed to go out, so mag-club sila with kasama yung mga pinsan niya, pero hindi ako pumayag. Kasi nga parang hindi ako okay. Hindi okay sa akin yung pagka-club niya. Parang before naman okay lang sa akin. Pero after nung malaman ko yung cheating na nangyari, parang hindi na. So nung tinanggap ko siya ulit after nung umamin siya na nag-cheat siya, yun yung isa sa pinromise niya na hindi niya na ulit gagawin. Hindi na siya magka-club or parang mga ganun na lahat dapat ipapaalam mo na sa akin.
Oh, ngayon, nung pinawala mo siya, anong sabi niya?
Noong una, okay naman, na parang pumapayag naman siya. Pero nung that night, parang sinusubukan niya ulit magpaalam na parang narinig na ako sa mga, na parang sabi ko, kung gusto mo nang pumunta, then go. Parang ganun.
Oh, ano pero, sabi niya? Ano yung...
Nagalit. Nag-start kami mag-away kasi parang hindi na nga siya sumama. Sabi niya, mga pinsan ko na kayo mga kasama ko, hindi ka pa rin pumapayag. Ganun. So parang, ang sabi niya pa na may mga bagay na siyang hindi nagagawa dahil sa akin.
Like what?
But this whole no going out, this is part of the penance, right? I mean, this is part of the punishment. Yes?
Mm-mm. Sabi niya hindi niya nagagawin kasi magbabago na siya, di ba?
Gets ko yan, gets ko yan.
Wait, hold on one second. What's an acceptable amount of time you've been punished for cheating? How many times did he cheat?
Just once.
Okay. Is there...
And umamin daw siya, di ba? Umamin siya. He came clean? Or nahuli mo and then umamin?
Well, actually, nung nangyari kasi yun, hindi ko siya talaga tinanong agad. Parang sinabi niya lang sa akin, there's may nangyari. Pero hindi na ako nagtanong. Parang few years after, parang 2 years ago ko lang din talaga tinanong. Kasi parang hindi na siya mawala sa isip ko.
Who the fuck does that, right? Imagine like if Chopper came to me, he's like, I cheated on him. Like, okay, I'm not gonna ask any more questions about that. You know, it's like, who
I need
doesn't
details.
Ask?
I know, I'm like...
How wild is that? Like, hindi, sige, di ko na pinansin. You know, I'm sure, wow.
Even,
okay.
Even if it's probably better for me to not know the details, I need everything.
Yeah, everybody needs the details. It's kind of just a level of discipline that you exhibited there. Okay.
Pero yung sa guy na sinasabi niya, ayun yung tinatawag na testing the waters, kung hanggang saan ka. Papayag na ba to? Hindi. Di ba? Ayun yung style lang nun. Then,
does time change? I mean, because... Does time change the amount of, well, I don't know, how do I phrase this question? Because I'm going to use the word time twice. Does time change the amount of time you're punished?
Your penance, yeah.
Should it with cheating? The answer is yes, by the way, because no matter how many times we will say, no, dapat forever na yun, we can pinpoint shit even in our lives or it's just like, okay, wait a minute. Isn't it a little too long already?
Yeah, oh, tama, parang tama. Meron na rin yung acceptance sa, oh, sige, nagbago na siya, napakita niya na, okay naman na. Yung
yeah.
Accepted mo na rin, di ba?
Oh, pero that's part of the cheating, ano eh. Cheating, ano eh, yung parang parusa na you yeah. will never, so, you will, ako, may papayag, parang may payag, depensa ko to, pero matatanggap ko na, ibig sabihin hindi siya time eh, na after October, pwede ka na ulit umalis. Hindi ganun eh. May alis ka, napapayag ako, may alis ako, kaya hindi ako papayag. Ganun na mangyayari yung sitwasyon natin.
It's
hindi,
how comfortable
hindi siya
am
time
I,
eh. Right? Yung may kutub yung girl na, parang ayokong umalis ka, kasi may ayokong ganyan. May intindihan dapat. O sige, umalis ka, okay naman yung mga kasama mo. Yan, may ganun. Hindi na siya time eh, na after this particular, ano, pwede ka na. Hindi ganun eh. Dapat may nasa ang control nasa na biktima.
Gets yes,
mo?
Parang, yes. Right.
I can say yes and I can say no and it's part of the deal.
Okay, we're only addressing the cheating, okay? We're not addressing the abuse part because that's a whole different fucking
mess.
Oh, the
cheating lang.
Just the cheating. He's cheated once. How much longer do you think you want to keep him in his punishment?
Actually, hindi ko siya masasabi na punishment kasi hinahayaan ko naman talaga siya sa mga gusto niya nang gawin. Parang ito lang ulit yung time na hindi ko siya pinayagan.
Okay, so there was something about this one. Okay, you just felt wrong about the clubbing with the friends or with the cousins. Okay, that's fine.
But do you let him club or clubbing is period no go?
Now, hindi ako comfortable talaga.
Pero you did after you found out cheating. Kasi now na hindi, gusto ko lang i-clarify. Ah. Kasi baka after nung nalaman mo nag-cheat siya and magbabago na siya, nakakapag-club pa siya, pero biglang all of a sudden after 1 year, ayaw mo na.
Maybe she means he can go out. Not necessarily mean clubbing. Pwede naman siya lumabas kasama yung kaibigan and all that stuff. Whether it's clubbing, whether it's a bar, whether it's a restaurant, whether it's whatever, sports. He can go out, essentially, is what you're saying, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so he can go out, pero clubbing is like...
Well, no, this specific night was a no for her. Okay. And that's totally within your right. Okay. As mm-hmm, Alex said, mm-hmm. you're the victim, you dictate. What's the question?
It's about the abuse.
Okay, let's focus on that. What's the question with the abuse?
Parang lately nga kasi sobrang lala nung nangyayari sa akin. Especially yung last na nangyari.
And what do you mean by that? Like when you say
yung last na nasaktan niya ako.
Okay, what happened? What did he do?
Actually, ano siya, nag-aaway lang kami about something and then nakainom na din kasi siya. Tinulak niya ako and then, ang hirap pala.
Listen, Lee, we're in a weird position here because I don't want to push you to talk about something that you don't want to talk about because it's so serious. But at the same time, we don't know what is going on. So mm-hmm. it's hard for us to give you what you came here for. Gets?
Okay.
So I know it's hard to talk about it because it's traumatic. But if you can just, unless you're uncomfortable and just say, hey, I don't want to talk about it anymore. And then we can just forget about it. But if you can try to tell me a little bit more about what you're talking about.
Yeah. It's like you're in a doctor. We cannot diagnose it. We cannot say what's wrong.
Okay, ayun nga. Nasa isang island kami that night sa isang room. Tapos, dapat may... nakahiga na lang kami nanonood. Tapos bigla akong nagalit sa kanya. Tapos mas nagalit siya. Tapos, aalis na sana ako para magpalamig. Lalabas ako ng room sana. Tapos pinigilan niya ako. Tapos doon na nag-start na pinupush niya ako sa wall. And then, tinatry niya akong magpaalisin.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos nagawala na siya. Hanggang sa nasaktan niya na ako. Tinatry ko siyang pigilan. Tapos, ayun, nasaktan niya na ako lalo.
You got any injuries?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, what injury did you get? Sustain?
Sa shoulder ko. Actually, ngayon hindi ko siya magalaw masyado pa rin.
Re-injured the shoulder? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. What's the question about this part?
Nung Saturday nga kasi about sa clubbing, nakipaghiwalay siya. Siya yung nakipaghiwalay na.
Okay.
And then, parang nasa isip ko lang kasi ngayon, parang gusto ko maghabol.
Mm.
Kasi parang feeling ko kasal na kami, diba dapat mas naaayos namin yung problema.
Preferably, yeah. But there are extreme situations where you probably shouldn't. Pilipino to?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. What's your life? I'm going to ask the same question I asked our first caller. What does your life look like without him? Can you survive without him?
Parang ngayon kasi kung sasagutin ko siya, parang ngayon ang hirap.
Of course. Whether you're financially capable or not. But you live in San Francisco. Very expensive to live there. Can you sustain yourself without him?
Mm-mm.
You can.
Actually, LDR kami.
Oh. Amazing. Pilipinas. That's Pilipinas.
Uh-oh. All right. Oh my gosh. Yes.
Yeah. God. How did he push you when you're LDR? It's a long reach.
Nasa Pilipinas ka, bumisita ka. Kasi sabi mo, nasa island kayo sa room.
Oo.
Okay, so nagbabakasyon ko sa Pilipinas.
Umuwi ako last year.
Wait, isa pa. Gano katagal kayo mag-LDR? Meaning, pag umuwi ka, gano katagal kayo magkita?
Minsan, 3 months ako na sa Pilipinas.
Hindi, 3 months ka na sa Pilipinas. Pag umalis ka sa San Francisco, naiiwan siya din sa Pilipinas, gano katagal kayong hiwalay?
Mga few months lang, mga 8 months.
Do you have kids?
8 months.
Wala pa.
Okay. You know,
tapos na, sandali mo, sandali. Yeah, yeah. So sa Pilipinas may trabaho si Guy?
Meron naman.
Anong work niya?
Graphic designer.
Ikaw, anong work?
Okay.
Ako work sa system? IT.
Okay, good.
Good.
Okay.
Ayun. Yun ang mahalagang ano yun, kwento sa buhay niyo.
Parang you're gonna dodge a bullet if you play this right. If you play this right.
Okay, hold on. Listen. The physical abuse while wrong in all contexts, it does happen every now and then. But when you kick your wife's ass and she's in an LDR, There's That's a little wrong. Bit more to that, right? It's like I rarely see you, and then when I do, I beat you up. What more when we are together 12 months a year?
Lee, this is a preview of what your life could be.
I don't even want to say it's a preview. You're already in it.
No, I mean, like, if you are 24/7 together, ito na nga yung ito kumaga mag.
Your shoulder is done.
Yeah.
Yes. Together, right?
Absolutely.
You're never going to pick up anything in your life. Lee, sorry for the joke.
Bigyan ko na mo bago magsalita mo. Yeah. Bigyan ko lang siya ng example, no. Pag ikaw mahal kita, tapos nakita-kita matagal, siguradong magugulpi ka sa sex. Yun lang. Tapos second, kung halimbawa nag-cheat ako tapos LDR, that's the best scenario for a cheating guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kaya kasi sabi yun, ha? And if is a graphic designer, tapos ko, ano, malamang, hindi ko alam kung ano yung financial, ano nyo, na nagpapadala ka ba, whatever, kung anong setup nyo. Pero it's a very perfect situation for a guy cheating. And yung paalam niya na, ano, na, kala ko kasi nagpapaalam siya, magkasama kayo, hindi kayo LDR, yun yung nawawala eh, sa kwento mo eh. Yung pala, dito sa Pilipinas, I don't think, alam mo lahat na nangyayari sa kanya. I think, pag umuwi ka sa bahay, isa kang hindrance.
Yeah. I love also in the Filipino context, no. When you say lalabas lang ako sa club kasama ko mga pinsan ko lang yung kasama ko in the Philippines, that means nothing. Like what is clubbing with my cousins mean in Manila? It means spakol. Come on, he's a married man. When you say club with kasama ko mga pinsan ko, that's not club kasama ko mga pinsan ko sa San Francisco.
Yeah, and what age is he? Like, who really does that, like, clubbing?
Well, I mean, they're in their 20s still,
but when
you're in Manila or anywhere in the Philippines, the excuse of I'm with my kasama ko mga pinsan ko, that's not a layer of security that I'm going to be excited about.
Yeah, at saka kung kilala mo yung mga pinsan niya, lalo na, di ba? Like, you know, it's
But that's just the cheating. Like, honestly, as much as you want to focus on
the cheating,
Lee,
the abuse
is the real star of the show.
Yeah.
Okay? And then when you start throwing in the fact that you rarely see each other, you can go 8 months without seeing each other, you have an injury that he caused, that he has re-aggravated, that you need surgery for or have had surgical procedures done. When you start throwing in all those details, this story gets scarier and scarier.
Lee.
I know it's hard to let go of someone, especially considering you've celebrated the sacrament of matrimony and all those romantic things that a marriage brings along. But this is a terrible marriage. And if there's one thing I want you to learn about living in America that maybe we aren't exposed to back home, is in a terrible, dangerous marriage, exercise your options of getting out of it. Now, kung kinasal kayo sa Pilipinas and all of that stuff, fine, just fucking leave them there. And move on with your life in the U.S., especially since you have no kids.
Actually, yung situation mo ngayon, Lee, parang pinapresent na sa'yo ni God na opportunity to be God. But like, he broke up with you. Most women or most relationships, abusive relationships, hirap yung abusee or the one that's being
the victim
to leave, right?
Yeah, that's a good point.
And here, he broke up with you and you're thinking, no, I'm stopping you. I'm tying you down, like, and abusing you again.
Maybe it's part of the manipulation, though.
Exactly. Right? Kaya nga, gusto ko sabihin na, like, yung binanggit mo kasi kanina na hindi ba dapat, parang gusto kong habulin kasi hindi ba dapat pag marriage work things out. Yes, that's true. But at some point, there's also, like, that deal breaker where you don't. I've been married before, did the whole Catholic church wedding, you can't, you know, bahala ka through like, but it was an abusive relationship and I'm lucky to be able to get out. I tried to get out a couple of times and it's hard, I understand. Pero ikaw, like, siya na yung nakipag-break, just be done with it. Like,
you know, if Chopper never got out of that abusive marriage, she would have never gotten my Instagram post.
Yeah, it's all about, I knew it. It's all about his. He posted that to get the compliments of how good he was.
Sandali, Mo.
It wasn't about me at all.
Pag mag, alimbawa, kung ang suggestion namin, pag magkasama kayo sa Pilipinas, get out, di ba? get as far as you can, get out as, di ba, tap, ganun lagi,
yeah,
din,
yeah,
na,
yeah. Run
umalis
away.
Ka, you're out, you're San Francisco.
Yeah.
And he broke up with you.
I think both
no
points,
kids, no kids.
Yeah, both points right there really are home run points. Chopper said it, he broke up with you, great. Alex said it,
you're far away.
One of the great challenges of getting out of a situation is, where do you go? Where do I live?
Exactly.
How far can I go? How far? Put that you. You've addressed all of the problems that most people face, at least logistically face.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now there's just trying to deal with the separation anxiety. There's the failure anxiety. There's the reputation anxiety. There's all of these other things that play in your head. But I'll tell you, the hardest part of it, you've been able to overcome.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
So please, whether you want to use January as 2024 as your catapult moment, this year, this guy's out of your life. Mm-hmm. I need you to accept that. I need you to go for it. Not because we're telling you, but because it's the right thing and it's the best thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And if you're a resident here now, there are ways in the future, like that you can divorce him from here if you're already a resident. And then,
yeah, let's go down that road a little bit later. Let's just get away from the heartbreak and the loneliness and the failure that you may think you're, the pressures of failure that you may be putting on yourselves, on yourself. But I'll tell you right now, you're not a failure in our book. In fact, you've been able to succeed where a lot of people fail in. And I would just like you to...
He was quoting that from his Instagram post, by the way.
What are you talking about? Did I say that?
No, yeah,
I
you did. Yeah, you did
just,
say that.
See, I don't even know anymore. It was so meaningless.
Thanks. Salamat
kidding.
Dami.
Jeez, can't be funny.
No, but also, Lee, just, you know, you're going to have to really work hard to have zero contact with your ex. Okay? That's... Okay. Especially that you're longing to maybe go back in habulin siya, you're going to have to fight that want or urge because that's how you will succeed in this. And who knows? He broke up with you and a month from now or 2 or 6 months from now, he realizes, fuck, why am I doing that? And tries to come back to you. You have to be strong and say no. And if it means telling your family and sharing, which eventually, because before I kept it under, like no one knew. And then, but when I started telling real people that I could trust, they were helping me to get out of it, right? And reminding me.
Yeah. Okay. So all the hard parts you've been able to do. Okay. Let's cross the finish line. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for the call. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, that's rough.
Is that a Shohei jersey?
Shohei Ohtani.
What? This one, Angels?
Yeah.
Is that a Shohei?
Senior.
Turn more. Oh, Anthony Rendon.
Ah, okay.
Meron na ako, Tani. Meron na ako.
Huh?
Meron na ako. Si Shohei,
diba, yeah. Sa'yo diniliver to?
Yeah, yeah. So, right. I only realized that when you turned around. I was like, oh yeah, I've seen that before in real life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you in a jersey phase right now? Because I love jerseys.
Yeah. Oh, ngayon na ako.
Mo has so much jerseys. Like, kulang na lang. Kulang na lang, Alex, mukhang yun na lang yung susuotin niya araw-araw.
No, I don't. I only wear it on Sundays, but
hindi siya nawawala sa ano, sa uso. This is,
yeah.
Walang karapatang mag-insulto mga tao pag nakasuot ka ng jersey. Talagang, what the?
Yeah. No,
this is me. This is my life.
I don't know.
I don't know
about that. I mean, binabagayan, you can just wear it anywhere. On game day, yeah, you can, but...
Yeah, no, the uniform in the house is a jersey on Sunday, so it's...
Lahat kami, ha?
Yeah,
Lucas, absolutely. Meron kami.
Everybody wears the same.
Chiefs.
Yeah. We'll take a break. What's that?
Makita niya nga.
Nakita ko yung nanood kayo ng ano.
Oh, yeah. It's
big. Kaya nakalimutan ko tuloy mag-greet ng nawala sa isip.
We'll take a break. When we come back, we have more of the show. You listen to GCWM Year 13. This is episode number 4. Alex Chopper here. Back after this. Don't go away.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. Feeling thirsty? You might already be dehydrated. Enter Liquid IV. Behind every great-tasting sip is a science-backed formula of electrolytes and nutrients made to quickly replenish fluids lost from sweat. Every stick is powered by three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink. Redefine the refresh with Liquid IV. Also available in sugar-free. Tear, pour, live more. Visit us at liquidiv.com.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWM Podcast on Facebook.
Welcome back to the podcast. You're listening to Good Times with Mo, the podcast, year 13. Wait, episode number 4. Why?
No, I was like, when he said that and then you laugh, I have a...
Well, yeah, no, because... So we were preparing our next caller off air, and he's our first male caller of the year. I mean, we had four female callers in the first two episodes. We've had three female callers so far, and everyone's everyone's been in the 20s, I think, today, right? And yesterday or last episode, and then I don't know. And then,
when he said hello off air, it was like, oh wow, finally, like
I know, but the fucking guy says. Hello. And Chopper's like, oh, great. We have a guy caller. Alex is like, buti na lang, may lalaki. And I'm like sitting here laughing because it's the gayest hello of all time.
Lalaki pa rin naman.
Hello. I don't want to judge. I don't want to judge.
You don't know that. You don't know what he identifies as.
To me, like biologically, he was born with penis. And yeah, that's my... I'm going to be... And this is what I told our son, right? When he had a hard time like saying she or he when he was talking about one of his classmates. Like... Reset. When this person was born, does it have a penis or a vagina?
But
penis,
you put he, her, you put she, her in your profiles. Like you put pronouns in your profile. If you feel that way, just remove that because it's obvious.
No. That is just just showing that I also like care about that stuff. Like when you tell me that you identify as something and that's the only way you want to be called or identified, I will respect that. Gusto mo yan eh. Hindi naman nakakasakit sa akin. Fine, I'll do that. That's just, you know, allyship. And I only have that on my LinkedIn.
Ally what?
Shit. No, ship.
Oh, is this a breeding kink?
Hi, Sky. Yeah. Is that your Sky?
Yeah, welcome to the show. Please, welcome to stage.
Guys, become an ally.
Allyship.
Become an ally. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yung ally, like,
we know what we mean. Just
not ally, pag-aalay, but offering. That's what Alex was thinking.
Sorry for the commoner.
But yeah, so ano ba tong tawag na to? Bagaan ng balls kind of tawag? Like,
wow, that's really offensive. That just because there's a gay guy on the show, it must mean he wants to talk about butt sex.
It's a sex show. It's a sex show. 90% of it would most likely be about sex, right?
I know. The opinion of the host is so not reflective offensive. Of the opinion of all the rest of the...
Anyway, let's go to our caller.
Oh, Ben. Puta, ano to? Banggaan ng tite. What's this? What's the problem
tite,
here?
Betlog.
What's the problem
sort
here?
Sort
of. See? Told you.
Guys. Tama naman sa chopper, guys.
Sort of.
Ben, you're... oh, gosh. What was your age again?
Thank God, Ben. Matitira na naman ako.
You're 38. You're in Los Angeles. Alex.
Mano?
Alex.
Ano, chopper?
Matitira.
Mamo, matitira na naman daw siya.
Titirahin na naman ako nito mga to.
Ah, well. Put it on the agenda.
Ben, what's up? Ben,
hello,
from Los
chopper.
Angeles.
Gandang-ganda ako sa iyo, te. Promise.
Naku, salamat. Yan. Best friend sa kami.
I confirm nga ito.
No.
Yeah. Best friends sa kami. What's up? Bakit ka tumatawag? Sana hindi mo malalang problema.
Napatawag ako kasi ito yung
let me guess. Gusto mo putuloy mo yung titi mo. I'm just gonna go. I get best friends with her. She insulted you.
I did not insult. Hi,
Ben. Ben, I am the allyship of the alphabet.
Ben, thing. Hello.
What alphabet thinks?
You know, all those letters.
You can't even say it.
Okay, Ben, what do you got, brother? Thanks for being here.
Okay, thank you for giving time. My question kasi ako, more of like, I want to know what you guys think, especially what you think, DJ Mo, kasi ang taas talaga ng respeto ko sa'yo. Alam mo naman.
So, sa akin, wala ka respeto.
wala.
Meron din naman. Actually, tawang-tawa ako sa, natutuwa ako sa'yo, Alex. Oh.
Let's go, Ben. Let's go.
Go, Ben. Hold on, Ben. We got a lot of music on today's show, Ben. Hold on, here we go.
Ito yung question.
Hold on! Ben, I want to know. I wanna know. All right.
It's amazing how you knock me off my feet.
Oo nga. Bakit ka nag-preheat ng ganyan?
Tawa siyempre kasi sama si Ben, so titirahan kita sa puwet, diba? Nobody ever made me feel this way. Why do you know the lyrics to all the Ho songs, but yet you don't know the lyrics to some of those songs?
I pulled it up. My breath away. I love this song.
I wanna know what turns you
on. I like to know. So bakit na pabulong eh, di ba? May sisingit na singer na pabulong.
All right, Ben, what do you want to know?
Boys to men, nilang may magsasalita malaking
boses. Yeah, I know. The boys to men songs, it's people talking.
It's yung question ko. I wanna know what you think about recreational drug use.
Oh,
kasi ganito yun. Ano pagkain ng boss?
Yeah. He's gonna get to that.
Okay.
We're gonna get there. Ganito kasi yun. I've never really like, you know, tried the heavy ones like meth, coke, whatever. But I'm hooked into two kind of drugs. One is ecstasy when I go party, and I feel like normal lang naman yon when you go party. Well, not normal, but I want to think it's normal when you go party. So you have energy, so you feel so good about yourself. You can have fun. Kasi parang yung alcohol wala nang effect sa akin. So I tried it and I like it, and I have to say that I'm not addicted to ecstasy at all. But my concern is the other drug that I'm exposed with, which is poppers.
What are poppers?
I'm not sure if you guys are familiar, but pretty much it's like para siyang acetone na you sniff it while, you know, having sex para mas open yung kaluluwa mo, mas ma-enjoy mo yung paso.
Kids on the street call it rugby.
No, it's not rugby.
But you're getting high off. You're getting high off fumes. Is
yeah, something like that. Right, so flammable siya. Tapos actually, nung mga few years ago, like I was really so into it to the point that I would use it without intercourse, and I would just, you know, play with myself with pornography, and naging addict din ako sa pornography. So pretty much, I know it's very unhealthy because it impacts the way I see intimacy. Kasi sa totoo lang, whenever I have sex, I feel like I cannot have sex without it.
Okay.
Yeah, and I also got to a point wherein like I had a few bottles, tapos parang ginamit ko siya by myself na walang partner. So it was so intense na I vomited, parang hindi ako makahinga. It went to that level, but I'm okay. Mas malala yung paggamit ko before, but I feel like now, like I don't keep that thing anymore in my place, but I feel like whenever I'm hooking up with someone, my first question is, do you have this poppers? So if the answer is yes, I'm like, I don't care how you look, let's go. Pero pag nag-intercourse naman kami, I'm just like not really feeling the intimacy. I'm just like going straight to the penis, for example, tapos gagamitin ko siya para mag-enjoy ako. So that's where I'm at, and I feel like I need to change my mindset or restart something from my utak kasi hindi rin siya healthy. Kasi at the end of the day, gusto kong magka-long-term relationship na meron kaming intimacy na alam mo na pang-normal na tao.
Man, you know what? You're a great storyteller.
I
because
love it.
All of my questions...
You covered.
Well, not really you've covered, but You have answered some of my questions, but I got so many questions because you have such a great storytelling technique.
Salamat.
Okay, let's start with this. How long have you been single?
Yun din nga, DJ Mo, ang tagal ko ng single, mga siguro 10 taon na feeling kong tsaka-tsaka ko na.
Okay, and alam mo yung, well, hold on. I think maybe the reliance on drugs when having sex is to fill the void of not having meaningful sex.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It doesn't change that this is a big problem, but we can't really say you can't enjoy sex without drugs because you're having so much casual sex. When you actually are in a relationship, and then again, brilliantly, you said it at the end, you want a long-term relationship and stuff like that. Maybe, and I feel really confident that we'll see a less, what's the term, when you're less reliance on the drugs when you can substitute the high with someone you really like. But here's the problem. Everyone, I would say, in the history of overdose, unless it was suicidal, thought they were going to make it in that moment. And when you said, well, you know, I got to a point where I started to vomit and all of that, but, you know, I was fine. Well, you were fine for that moment. But I'm going to say most non-suicidal overdoses, they probably thought they were going to be fine in that moment. You could get yourself killed mm-hmm. at any point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And that's a big problem. Yeah, I think the casual sex is... it's so hard to say because what scares me also, another line that you said that scared me was, I can't even, when I use alcohol, it has no effect on me anymore. I'm like, holy shit.
The tolerance is so high that...
And then you said the word addiction somewhere else. What was that?
He's more addicted to the poppers than
porn.
Casino.
No. You were also addicted to porn, right? So you've got that addictive gene in you. And the problem with that is... You can go from one thing to the next thing to the next thing to the next thing and think you're okay when the source of all of this is you're an addict. And whatever you remove from your life that you think you're addicted to, there's always that huge chance that you're just going to bring something else in to replace it. And you're always going to be an addict until you get actual rehab. Now, Alex, as a former addict, am I making sense? That, okay, alcohol, no effect. Tatanggalin ko yung alcohol. Okay lang. But look, I've replaced it with ecstasy. I've replaced it with poppers. I've replaced it with porn. I've replaced it with this. You're always an addict.
No, narinig na naman natin sa kanya mismo na katulad niyan, yung parang, lahat ng sagot na kwento mo naman lahat ng tanong na kwento mo naman bakit ka walang long term? Kasi nga, kaya mo mag-isa. Tapos hindi ka na mapagsaya. Pag walang outside, wala, parang namamanhid na yung, alam mo, maganda ka magkwento, maano, pero alam mo yung nangyayari sa'yo, pero alam mo rin na wala ka ng, yung alam mo yun, yung parang natural na high.
Yeah. Because
ikaw mismo pumatay dun sa sarili mo na,
you need a stimulant. Nakakala,
exactly. He's been overstimulated na, diba? Like, it's like hyper-stimulated na that wala na. Like Mo and Alex said, like you're numb to.
But Ben, are you high right now?
No, I'm very normal.
Okay, can I do this then? You're not high right now, and look at all the compliments outside of the addiction stuff that we've showered upon you.
Oh,
that even in a non-high state, in a sober state,
you sound so pleasant.
I love your storytelling.
Yeah.
We were fucking around in the beginning with the, hi guys. And after we played the whole song and fucked around, what happened? You came in and you were just this great, amazing, positive ball of energy. And you're game.
You're expecting from Jokoy.
Yeah, exactly. You perform better here than Jokoy did in the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
I mean,
absolutely, yeah.
The point I'm trying to pep talk you and rah-rah you is when you're not high, you're still pretty incredible.
In fact, might be.
But you've sold better, yourself. Yeah. You've sold this idea that you cannot perform or you cannot enjoy and you cannot climax unless you're not yourself or you're a different version of yourself. And I'm telling you, that's not true. I love this version of you and I know I'm not going to like it. I mean, I know I'm not going to like the high version of you more than this version of you. I love this version of you.
Also, Ben, like you said something about like when you're having sex without the drugs, you're not connected intimately and you're just there to just, you know, just have at it with a penis and do your thing and then go.
Yeah, right? Sa drugs, may drugs ata yan.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm glad that you asked me that question because nung ginagamit ko na yung mga substance na yon, I had a sexual encounter once with an Italian guy that I'm super like in parang ang strong ng intimacy namin na even without that drug I was enjoying every single thing that he did. Mm-hmm. And I'm confident to say that he enjoyed every single thing that I did as well, even up to now. Like, he's in Italy, I'm here in LA, like we talk, and kahit mag video chat kami, ramdam ko yung intimacy.
That's amazing, just that, right? Because that connection is.
But what's the deal with you guys? Yeah. What's happening with you guys?
Hindi, long distance. Eh, wala namang kwenta yung long distance.
Shit. No, I know, but you have you ever had the conversation of what if this wasn't long distance? Well, is this?
Yeah. What if this, I go to Italy or you come? Because
I think if you guys have had that conversation, motherfucker, get on an airplane, go to Italy, it'll save your life.
Yeah.
I'm scared to have that conversation because I mean, gay life, it's always about like if you initiate a conversation about being in a long-term relationship, it kind of like pushed people
but
away.
You're 38. How old is this Italian boy?
Siguro mga kaedad kami. Mga siguro nasa 40 ka.
Okay.
Yeah. It's people, right about there.
Just
yeah.
Because you're gay doesn't mean you're fucking partying your whole life. You guys are pushing 4 decades. People slow pero, down. I don't care what your orientation is.
Plus, yeah, it's not anymore.
Hold on, let go. Sorry, I keep cutting him off. Go. What?
Specifically with this Italian guy, I just know for a fact that he's just, you know, he's just about sex, and I'm about sex with him. I don't know. Like, maybe it's a self-esteem problem, sa sarili ko, but whenever I see his face on my phone, I would just think that, well, you know what? It was a very good sex, and that it's only until there. I don't think it's gonna foster. So,
are you sure? Because he's staying in touch, and you guys are like keeping it. Skyping, whatever, talking.
Pag nag-keep in touch kami, ano lang? For example, message kami, tapos video sex, ganyan lang. Walang conversation about.
I'm over this guy. Okay, I'm gonna concentrate more on you. And plus, I don't want to substitute rehab with another guy. Human being, right? Ultimately, all roads are gonna lead to rehab here, Ben. But we can have the conversation of sex while you're high. We can have the conversation of needing that extra push. I mean, honestly, let's just talk about it. We've talked about it here before with Chopper, right? I always say she's most horny when she's drunk. And you've said, well, that's, I don't know, it relaxes you or whatever. But I will never get sexual treatment that I get from a sober Chopper than versus a Chopper that has drank. Right, and I think you could admit that, right, babe?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, right. Well, you have admitted before on the show.
No, I mean, like, I'm just trying to like go to my catalog of like sex with no alcohol versus alcohol, what that means.
Yeah, no, with when I see you drunk, I also know I'm in for a night, you know, and versus when you're not, and we've talked about this on the show and off air as well, and. You don't have a reliance on it by any means, but I also know I'm getting a different version of you. The reason why I want to kind of bring it to Ben here is, when's the last time you tried to have sex without being high? When's the last time you attempted?
A couple of weeks ago.
And then what happened again?
There was just this guy who, you know, sucked my dick, like, and I didn't have any substance with me, and it felt good.
Did you come?
Yes.
And then, but did you go like, oh shit, look, it works, or was it just?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Actually, dinunok pa nga niya lahat eh, so like enjoy ako.
What do you mean? When you say that, you mean he deep throated you, or he swallowed your ejaculate?
When I came, he swallowed everything.
Amazing.
It was really good. It was so good.
So why don't you use that as a jumping point to like, oh, hey, wait a minute. I don't need poppers to get deep throat SCIM.
Yeah. Ano, actually, mali yung sinabi ko, DJ Mo. that happened like a couple of weeks ago, and a week ago, like, I met this guy, and you know, he had poppers, we had sex. Yeah, that was so pretty much I always go back when it's available.
You know, it's corny to say New Year's resolution because no one ever really fucking follows through the entire time, but why not use it as a goal or some kind of guide? Do me a favor. You know it works without it. I need you to mix in self-control, goals, and eventually some rehab, because you're going to need it, man. Mm-hmm. Trust me, you're really going to need it. Mm-hmm. If not, there's a really good chance you'll die of it.
I think you're a smart guy. You're a smart guy. And yeah. You know what, you still know what's happening too. Medyo coherent pa yung storytelling mo. Hindi siya blurred. Hindi siya,
and there's accountability siya, there. You can tell na you're addicted na to it. And or
if I can
things.
Guarantee you a much better life if you get over the drugs, please believe me.
Yeah.
I don't come from a place of experience, but I also know when I see somebody who's really impressive, and I am impressed by you, that if you were all right in all aspects, just what an incredible human being you would be, because you already so much are. You're very promising, Ben, and I would just love to see you maximize like the things we love about you.
And that maybe also you can start lessening the casual sex, and because you said
whoa, don't go crazy now, baby.
No, because he said he wants like long-term, more intimate relationships, and that's not always, I mean, the formula of finding that through casual sex, you know, there's like lower probability that you'll find intimate and long-term relationships.
Well, we haven't even established, maybe he's a sex addict. Are you a sex addict? Like, do you need to have sex all the time? You're like constantly looking for it. No?
Okay. I'd rather have cuddles, booby nights, mga ganyan. Yeah.
Booby nights?
Well, listen, you're 38. See, we're starting to see you. We're starting to see you kind of get into that, hey, I want stability, I want security.
I want to go to a club that tahimik yung music.
You cannot achieve that with drugs.
Yep.
Okay? Cannot.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. You're going to have to really be strong about it and don't choose that. Don't, like, when you're having sex, don't ask. You've already taken a step where you don't have it at home. That's first step. But don't ask for it too when you're having sex with someone. Like, do you have poppers? Like, don't ask.
Yeah. Anything, Alex?
No, I'm okay. Yeah. Kailangan niya talaga lang magbago na ano.
Mm-hmm.
Kailangan mo iwasan yung mga bagay na nage-expose ka sa mga drugs. And
do you think people can recover from this specific problem he has without rehab though?
Alam mo, sa totoo lang, ang rehab will help you while you're doing rehab. And after that, you're on your own. And kailangan lang talaga ng yung kasarili mo talaga eh. Mahirap sabihin, napaka-ano. Pero sarili mo lang talaga ang at the end of the day, pagkatapos ng rehab, maglalaad ka. Diba? Ang tunay na test naman, hindi during rehab eh.
Yeah.
Ang tunay na test is after the rehab, when you're back to the environment na mayroong mga tukso.
How long can you go without taking drugs?
Me?
Yeah, no. Chopper.
Alex. Ako.
How long can you go?
And how long?
How long can you go before you're like, fuck, I need to get high?
Okay, ecstasy, I only need it when I party, so I'm not so bothered by it. Itong poppers naman, like, if I'm having sex, that's the first thing I would think of. And parang mentally, nagre-reflect, syempre. Sabi ko sa utak ko, I may be able to enjoy sex without it. Kung group sex, may mga ganyang mga adventure. So, I feel like maybe, I don't know. I feel like I need to reset something with how I
give me a time frame though, Ben. How long do you think you can go? Because you're answering it in examples, which is fine, but it tells me nothing in terms of the amount of time you need. How much time you can go sober?
I think I can go for like 2 months.
Okay, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I mean, yeah, you got your dick sucked the other week. It's cool without it. Fantastic.
That's always a starting point.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Pagtawag mo, Ben, you bender, than that.
Bender than that. Cafe Alex.
You know,
Alex,
when you bend over and you...
That's the Golden Globes there.
You know, as scary as your problem is, without the personality and without the great storytelling and without us kind of laughing and all that stuff, the foundation of your story is terrifying. But every time we've thrown, you know, a follow-up question... Like, I feel good about
it's
you.
It's so, like, I'm very hopeful. Like,
yeah. So let's take this new year. Let's take some of the things we've said. Let's take your desire for stability and for long-term relationships. Let's take all of that energy, ball it into one, and snort the shit out of it.
Gago.
And,
Ben, welcome makinig. Ben.
And really make it a reality.
What you get is what you see.
Ben.
Desire.
What? Like, have
Hello,
you ever...
Hello, sugar.
Stop it.
I've been missing you.
That. Is that a Duran Duran?
I've been wondering. Huh?
Is that Duran Duran? Who is that?
No. Nalimutan yung singer. Where are you hiding? What you get is what you see.
Can't tell the song.
Desire. That's, isn't that...
Wait, I have a question for Ben. Ben, when you think about settling down, or when you want to settle down, or ganon, what does that look like for you? What age? Naisip mo na ba yung mga ganon?
Actually, naisip ko. I would say like right now, if I can find that guy na strong talaga yung connection namin. Na matatawag kong companion ko talaga. Like, I see myself like giving up all these crazy things and just being with that person. Okay. But the thing is, I'm not so convinced if sex is great. Because I haven't had sex with someone that I would consider na love ko.
So, okay, right. Because you've been single for 10 years, but there's a guy in Italy that could probably check those boxes, but it's LDR. Hey, come on. I don't care about any of that anymore. All I care about is understanding that we, the three of us, are hopeful of you. You are capable of being amazing while sober. You can do the sexual things you want to do without reliance on drugs. Mm-hmm. All of these goals are rather possible. In fact, more than I think other addicts.
You're going to have to allow for it. You're going to have to give it a chance.
Let's put yourself to the test.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And if you fail, fuck it, you fail. I just don't want you to die failing.
And sometimes it's not because of the drugs. Bad sex can just be bad sex just because it's bad, right? It's not because you didn't have the drugs to make it better. It's just that person was just not sexually compatible. And then you find another one. But you're not going to find a long-term relationship when you're high.
Plus, sure. Okay, yeah. All right, Ben?
Okay.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you. Have a good day. Thank you.
Have
a good day. You're in LA. You're in a wonderful place.
You're in La La Land.
Is this it?
Yeah.
No? This is YouTube. Was it YouTube?
Yeah, YouTube. Yeah, yeah, you.
And this is
YouTube.
Not the one you're saying?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. I'm on
the street. Yeah, that's not it either.
Name Desire. Saba last caller natin?
Yeah, that was the last caller.
Are we live pa rin?
Yeah, we're live.
We're still
on. Yun, tama. Oh, guys, tandaan nyo, March 26, nasa Singapore ako, dyan sa Hero, 69 Circular Road. So please, I'll be there March 24 to 27. Yan, 69 Circular.
Speaking of Duran Duran, this is really one of the best songs of all time.
Ah, maganda. Ano yan?
What is this?
Hungry Like a Wolf. This song's fucking amazing. Down in the city, night is on wire. See you somewhere, up is a fire. Do, 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 do. You know the song?
Like, I hear it in movies.
Yeah,
the
song's amazing.
When they're driving.
Oh, it's a perfect driving song. Woman, you want me, give me a sign. I gotta find it. And catch my breathing even closer. I remember Jono doing one of these on the podcast. My God, it was amazing. Yeah, here's the best part here. In touch with the ground, I'm on the hunt, I'm after you. Smell like a sound, I'm lost in a crowd. And I'm hungry like the wolf.
Jean loves Jezebel.
Oh, I love it. What?
Jean loves Jezebel.
What's that?
That's the one he was saying.
Yeah, desire namin, yung singer nun.
Yeah, but it's so old.
It's the 80s. Yeah, 80s talaga to.
I don't know.
She wants freedom. This one's freaking out.
What?
So. This one?
Yeah! Come on, long hair, my happy.
Gaga to think I'm
sugar.
Oh, bocha.
I've been missing you.
Missing you.
I've been
wondering.
Where are you still hiding?
There's the face paint and the long hair.
On a fire.
Who's the singer? What band?
Never heard of it.
The chorus.
Yeah, the chorus is good. I know the song.
What you see?
Desire.
What you get is what you see.
Bisaya. We can't close with this song. We can't close with this song.
No, Bisaya. Kasi lang magkanta tayo ng Ben, the two of us.
That's Michael Jackson, right?
Sad.
Let's get out of here. Let's just get out of here. Long two episodes. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate it for hanging out with us. Thanks, Alex, for making yourself available so soon after weekend episodes. We'll see. I mean,
the jet setter jet lag.
You might be available Saturday.
Yeah, you never know.
Like, overload of GDWM.
I love it.
Let's do it. You support, huh?
Bastards.
Singapore, March 26th.
That's why we're doing it.
Well, no, it's March. It's 2 whole months away. And plus, that's going to be a well-represented GTWM. There's a huge
Singapore
kind of, the Singaporeans are massive here. All right. Thanks for hanging out with us, guys. If you want to get on the show, you have a question or whatever, just send us an Instagram message. That's really kind of the best way to go about it. And we'll get you in, preferably this weekend, if Alex is available Saturday morning, Philippine time. In the meantime, have a great rest of your week. Thanks for hanging out again. And, well, that's it. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.